Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining today's DI Day Learning Call. All lines will be in listen-only mode. There will be a question and answer session at the end of the call. Your host for today is Tracy O'Malley. Tracy, you may now begin.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. This is Tracy O'Malley. I'm the Executive Director of the Plus Group, and we'd like to thank you today for taking your time to join us for the Plus Group DI Day training. Today's topic is DI to the max. Don't leave your clients exposed, and will be presented to you by Tom Peterson of Peterson International Underwriters. Hopefully you have the presentation so that you can follow along. If you don't have it, you can go to our website at www.plusgroupus.com. And on the right side of the page, you'll see where it says 2001 Live Conference Schedule. And below that, you'll need to click where it says DI to the max. Don't leave your clients exposed. That'll take you to another page, and the presentation is actually on the bottom of that page. We hope that you enjoy the presentation, and as mentioned, you will have an opportunity to ask questions at the end of the audio conference. Okay, thank you, everyone. I'm going to turn this over to Tom now.
Thank you, Tracy, and good afternoon or morning, depending on what part of the country you're from, and hopefully you're dry and above water in some parts of the country and away from tornadoes and others, and who knows what's going on around here. Anyhow, welcome, everybody. You know, the Plus Group offers an array of disability products that provide you and your clients probably the most comprehensive as well as the most specialized disability plans that are on the market today. Peterson International Underwriters is a proud partner of the Plus Group, and we have been for about 10 years, I believe. Now, just when you think that you have provided sufficient disability protection for your clients, you find out something rather interesting. And for that, we want to share with you DI to the max. Now, if you'd please go to slide 2. Cash flow is typically what we think of when we think of what disability insurance is replacing. But I challenge you to think, change your thinking a little bit about this. Think of disability insurance as asset conservation. And here's why. When you ask your clients, what is your most valuable asset, they're typically going to respond by saying a home or their car or some sort of investment that they have made. And we quickly point out to them that they have forgotten that it is their ability to work that is their greatest asset. Well, sometimes we forget in the industry that the ability to work and that cash flow is what they are using to create assets. As a person receives cash from a paycheck, we've converted into something, and such as purchasing a home or whatnot. When a person becomes disabled, we have to make some serious choices. It's no longer just the cash flow that we have to worry about. We have to worry about whether we can maintain the assets that we have built, or in some cases, whether we have to start liquidating those assets. So sometimes we need to remind our clients that disability insurance is not just cash flow replacement, but it's actually asset conservation. We change over to slide 3. If you follow various blog sites that are online regarding disability insurance, or if you have a discussion with people at your local health underwriters, NAFA, or International DI Society meetings, and you talk to your fellow producers about who's the best insurance company for providing disability insurance, you're going to find a number of different opinions on that. You will find producers who swear by a specific or one particular carrier to be their choice for disability insurance. And for most of your disability insurance business, that may be well served by one particular company. However, most companies are not really able to help with a number of different situations that they run into. In other words, they're focused on a specific market. But if you move even a little bit, even within that market, you'll find that sometimes one particular carrier can't help you with some unique situations. With that, we'd like to share with you to the max. And the MACs includes a number of different situations that we run into daily in the world of selling disability insurance. The MACs, our list includes such things as not enough coverage, difficult occupations, difficult avocations, health-related issues, high net worth and high unearned income issues, and special situations, or sometimes we need special products for special situations. All of these are areas that one particular standard disability carrier may or may not be able to address. Please change to slide 4. Let's explore these a little bit further and start with not enough coverage. Let's take a look at slide 5. Never, ever have I had a client look at me and say, please give me just a little bit of insurance protection. I really don't want a lot of protection. I don't want the maximum. I just want a little bit of insurance, nothing more. What our clients are saying to us is, I recognize I have a hole, and you have an insurance plan that can help me fill that financial hole. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you, Show Me the Max. Slide 6. How much disability coverage is actually enough? Let's take a look at slide 7. Slide 7 shows us a number of different items we want to refer to as resources that we can call upon as third-party references. The first one are some surveys I'd like to share with you. A number of years ago, the U.S. News and World magazine did a sampling of their readers. Now, most magazines do this at some point in time. They want to establish the demographics of their readers of their magazine so that they can then approach advertisers and say, this is the makeup of the readers of our magazine. U.S. News and World Report found that regardless of income level, people dedicate nearly 40% of their income to the mortgage of their house. Now, if you notice, nowhere in there did I give you a dollar amount. I said percentage. And if you think about it, a person who makes, let's say, $100,000 a year, they have a certain size house. If you take someone who makes $1 million a year of income, do you think the house size is the same? Probably not. It's probably proportionally larger. So the percentage still stays the same. It's just the numbers change in that. And that this same survey found that about 25% of their income was dedicated to paying for the bills and the other things that make up being able to live within that house. So their bottom line is roughly 65% of a person's income was needed just to live. That's not to grow. That's not to invest. That's not to play. That's just daily living. Now, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics did a sampling a number of years ago of 73 million people here in the United States. And although it was done for completely different reasons than U.S. News and World Report, they found, are you ready for this, that about 37% of a person's income was dedicated to the mortgage of their house. Now, that's not quite the same as the 40, but it's pretty darn close. And they found that it wasn't 25%, it was 30% of a person's income was necessary to pay the bills on a month-to-month basis. And their bottom line is basically, regardless of income, based upon 73 million people, roughly 65 to 70% of a person's income is needed just to live day-to-day. Now, if that's not enough for us, we call upon our own industry experts. If we look to LUTC, the RHU, LOMA, the American College, any of the training institutions where we, the insurance professionals, get our education from, we find that there's a range in there of recommendation that a person needs to protect their income through disability insurance. In that range, we have seen as low as 50% and as high as 80%. But somewhere in between there is about that 65-75% number. If we look to our traditional group disability carriers, they will typically write somewhere either 60% or two-thirds, which is 66 0.6% of a person's income is needed for adequate disability insurance. Now, the thing about all these is here they do not stipulate based upon incomes, and they do not stipulate benefit amounts. They are using a percentage. So it is regardless of income level, all of these components here point to about two-thirds of a person's income is needed just to stay alive. Let's look at slide 8 for a minute. If we understand that two-thirds, 65 to 75% of a person's income is needed, that's the need line that we have going across the top there in blue. And what we find is something interesting. Using the standard disability insurance carriers, as a person's income goes up, the percentage that they offer goes down. If you look at a person who makes about $75,000 a year and using the issue and participation limits from the standard markets, they're probably pretty close to that 65% number, and that's great. But as the income goes up and the step downs continue on, if you look at a person who makes $500,000 a year of income, they would be lucky if they can get 40% of their income covered. 40%. That's just the mortgage of the house based upon all our statistics we just shared. What is needed here is excess disability insurance to layer on top of these programs to bring a person up to that 65 to 75% limit. And that is regardless of income level. Let's switch to slide 9. Excess disability insurance is not limited to just personal disability insurance. We pay a lot of, we focus a lot on personal disability insurance, but we also need to be in tune to what our business disability insurance coverages have as a maximum through most markets. In the world of a disability buy-sell, you can typically acquire a maximum of between $1 and $3 million for a disability buy-sell. Do you know any companies worth more than $3 million? Substantial numbers of companies are worth much more than that. Business overhead expense plans are typically capped out at somewhere between $30,000 and $50,000 a month in overhead expense benefits. It's adequate for many, many businesses, if not most businesses, but there are many, many businesses whose overhead expense far exceed those numbers. If you think about it, what's the maximums that you find from the carriers that you use day in and day out? Let's switch to slide 10. One of our Plus Group offices that we work with was asked for a $1 million disability buy-sell. Now, this Plus Group office noticed that that person was also applying for $7 million in life insurance. Well, that's funny. Why is this person worth more dead than they are disabled? So they inquired about that. The producer in this particular case had assumed, based on past experience, that $1 million for a 12-month elimination period was the absolute maximum disability benefit that they could get for a buy-sell. Au contraire. What they needed was the excess coverage, which this Plus Group office provided them, to layer on top of that $1 million with a 12-month elimination period, an additional $6 million of disability benefits, thus giving that company $7 million of protection whether they are whether they die or become disabled. What an excellent solution in this particular case, and it made the producer in this a real winner to their clients. Let's take a look at slide 11. This came from a Plus Group office in the Southeast. Here we have a single doctor who happens to be a plastic surgeon, very prominent plastic surgeon. He has an operation like you wouldn't believe. He's got staff, he's got facilities that are state-of-the-art. What he was needing here was overhead expense in the amount of $100,000. That's this one person's operation monthly expenses was $100,000. The maximum that they were able to get from just one source was $50,000. But even that company was even balking at the $50,000 because they wanted to exclude the use of the airplane. An airplane for a doctor's office? How could that be? Well, in this particular case, this is a very exclusive facility, and the doctor would actually use his plane to fly his patients to and from his facilities. Very exclusive, very elaborate situation. But the airplane was very clearly a major part of this particular business. Well, the solution was easy. The $50,000 was put in place from the standard markets, and then an additional $50,000 was layered on top of this to bring them up to the required and needed $100,000 a month in business overhead expense. That was a win-win situation for everyone. Let's take a look at slide 12. This is perhaps one of our most common scenarios. We have a person who makes $250,000 a year of income. Now, based upon all of the statistics, all of the numbers, all of our industry experts' own numbers, this person needs $20,833 a month in disability benefits to replace adequately enough that $250,000 annual income. Going to just one source of disability insurance, they were able to get a whopping $8,800. Well, that's 43% of their income. And remember, 65% are magic, all-important number. They had a need here for an additional $13,540. In this particular case, an additional layer was provided for them to bring them up to that adequate amount. Remember, 65% is just to survive. It's not to thrive. 65% is just for living day to day. We go to slide 13. Let's now talk a little bit about difficult occupations. Difficult occupations? Are there such a thing? Many, many of them. Slide 14. Daily, every Plus Group office gets a call from a producer, and the conversation usually starts like this. I have a guy who, and you fill in the blank. Slide 14 shows an actor. Now, sometimes when we say actors, we think in terms of the Tom Cruises of the world. But actors and entertainers are found in every city around the country. You have entertainers at the bars and the nightclubs and the local laugh shop factories. They are numerous and all over. But because of their occupation as an actor, they are typically finding disability insurance can be very difficult. Slide 15, I have a guy who is a pilot. Now, oftentimes when we say pilots, we think in terms of the commercial aviation. But do you realize that corporate pilots have increased significantly since 9/11? Many, many large companies around the country have moved toward having their own airplane and or their own flight staff because they feel from a safety standpoint and from a security standpoint, it's far better to have their own pilots on staff. They're quicker and more nimble. It's easier getting through the airports, but they don't have to have the fear of what's going to happen on a commercial airplane. Now, when we say pilots, we also need to include into that category such things as aerial applicators, crop dusters, if you will. Helicopter pilots, every news that you watch every night is usually a helicopter watching the traffic or some event happening up in the air. So there are many, many pilots, and typically pilots are frowned upon by most markets, but there are markets available for them through the Plus Group. Slide 16, I have a guy who is a martial arts instructor. You probably passed several martial arts dojos on your way to this meeting here. They are all over the place, and they too are in need of adequate amounts of disability insurance. Slide 17. I have a guy who's an oil rig firefighter. Now, firefighters by themselves are already a difficult occupation to insure, but when you throw in an oil rig firefighter, oh my gosh, what a specialty that is. And yet, this is a very important job. There are a number of companies who specialize in rig firefighting only. We saw them at hand of what happened with BP's oil rig off the coast last year. We have seen them in full operation with during things that happened in the Gulf War. And oil rigs do catch on fire more frequently than we realize. So these are very specialized people. But again, because of the nature of what they do, they're typically not fully appreciated by the traditional disability markets, but there are markets for them. Slide 18. When we use the word athlete, we typically think of professional athletes, and that's true. Professional athletes do have a need for disability insurance. But we also mustn't forget draft-level athletes who are maybe college students at the time. But because of the expertise and skill that they have, they may be turning professional very soon. Slide 19. I have a guy who's yacht crew. Mega yachts, charters, cruise ships, commercial vessels, harbor pilots, these are all people, all types of vessels that require numerous staff to run. These people have a need for adequate amounts of disability insurance as well as other types of insurances. Just a side note, we insured, you may have heard of the cruise ship called The World, and we have actually insured the captain of that, and he has a business card that says, Captain of the World. I bet he's a lot of fun in the bars at night. Slide 20. I have a guy who's a teaching pro. Well, we talked about athletes, but sometimes we forget that professionals could also be teachers. And when it comes to athletes, we forget about the teaching pros or the club pros. They, too, are in need of adequate amounts of disability insurance. Slide 21. Let's pick up the discussion on difficult avocations. Take a look at slide 22. A Plus Group office was contacted for disability insurance with a classic, wonderful case. 40-year-old, CEO, good income, no health problems, wonderful case. What a great case, except this person races cars every weekend of the year. Races them, works on them, loves it. It's in their blood. In these types of avocations, oftentimes companies will tell them, no, sorry, we can't offer you disability insurance. There are some carriers that would allow them but might exclude while racing or participating or practicing with their racing. Through the programs that we develop through the Plus Group, we can actually insure people, whether it's the full coverage, or we can develop a carve-out program that would cover them just while racing and practicing. So, it's a win-win, fully comprehensive disability protection for this type of individual. Slide 23, health issues. Take a look at slide 24. Well, who cares about the occupation? I've got health issues to deal with. We have routinely, we are shown cases or applications here for people who have a number of different health-related issues that are very, very touchy to the standard markets. Clients who take Prozac, see a shrink, maybe also have high cholesterol, heart issues, whatever. Because of the creative use of exclusions and tweaking of the terms and conditions of the policies, we can custom develop programs to fit and fill these situations beautifully. Slide 25. We're going to clump together high net worth and high unearned income. Slide 26. When we talk about high net worth and high unearned income, there's a couple of situations that come to mind. In reference to high net worth, I one time had a discussion with a reinsurer about the adequate amounts of disability protection that they're able to offer. And they were looking me straight in the eye and said a person who makes $500,000 a year could sell one of his homes in order to take care of his disability. One of his homes, based upon our statistics, this person is barely able to pay for the one home that they're in. It just happens to be a bigger home. But think about it from a philosophical standpoint of what the disability insurance is all about. This person was basically saying they could liquidate their assets. But isn't that what the insurance is supposed to prevent? Isn't this disability insurance designed to protect those assets so that you don't have to liquidate them? High net worth individuals should not be discriminated against, and adequate amounts of disability insurance can be provided to them as well. Now, what about high unearned income? There's a philosophy that sometimes we hear that says, well, that person can make the same amount of money even if they're in a hospital bed as if they weren't disabled at all. Really? Well, in some cases, that may be true, but it's not true in all cases. I know a number of people who have to be personally present to help work with their investments, the investment programs that they're doing. They have to be online, paying attention, working the math, working the numbers in order for their unearned income to keep making returns for them. If they're disabled, the investment income doesn't just automatically keep coming. Someone has to keep working it. So there are situations with high unearned income or individuals who still need to have adequate amounts of disability insurance. Slide 27. The PLUS group encounters many special situations that oftentimes require either a special product or possibly a special design, plan design, to fit a special situation. Take a look at slide 28. This we call the $30 million man. Happens to be a rainmaker. Now that's a term you may or may not have heard of, but here's a classic situation. The law firm with 10 attorneys. And if you look closely, you'll find that 9 of those attorneys are working on one client's case. Where does that client come from? It comes from the 10th attorney. The one attorney out of the whole operation is the one that brings in the business. The other attorneys are simply working the case. If that individual, that rainmaker, becomes disabled, that $30 million business, that $30 million law firm disappears. This is a classic key person situation that needs to be addressed. Rainmaker coverage is available quite easily through any of the PLUS Group offices. Slide 29. Here we have our college senior, a philosophy student. What's the person's income? Well, probably zero. Now, I've heard people say minus $40,000 and counting because they're a student, and that may be correct, but for the most part, we'll say zero. However, this college senior has a unique talent. They can throw a 100-mile-an-hour fastball and hit a dime every time they throw it. Because of that unique talent, they are being asked to become a professional baseball player. Well, between the time that they think about it and the time that they actually sign and turn professional, it could be a whole college year away. It could be weeks, months, or even the whole year. Peterson International Underwriters, through the PLUS Group, issues more collegiate draft eligible seniors disability insurance than any other carrier out there. Slide 30. This came from a PLUS Group partner in the Northwest. They were presented with a unique situation in which they thought it was almost a buyout, but not really, kind of in reverse. And I'd like to introduce you to meet Dr. Smith and Dr. Jones. Here's the scenario. Dr. Smith is the young doctor, and Dr. Smith wants to buy into the practice of older Dr. Jones, who's in his 60s. So Dr. Jones says, you know, there's an opportunity here. I wanted to retire in a few years, so let's make a deal here. You pay me over the next 5 years for my practice. During those 5 years, I'll introduce you to all the patients, teach you what I know. You get to learn the practice. And 5 years from now, I'll have the money, and you'll own the practice. And I'm going to go off into the sunset. Sounds wonderful. What if, between now and then, young Dr. Smith becomes totally disabled? If it's halfway through this process, young Dr. Smith has made a lot of payments but does not own the practice, and older Dr. Jones has received a little bit of money but still owns the practice. That wasn't the deal. The deal was, I want all the money and you take the practice so I can take off into retirement. In comes a disability buy-in. A disability buy-in funds this program so that the young doctor now is able to fully fund the program and retain ownership of the practice, and the older doctor is now paid in full and off he goes. Young doctor now has an asset that they can deal with. He could turn around and sell the practice, or he could hold on to it and try to get back into work with it at some point in time in the future. Either way, a unique situation, kind of like a buyout, but different and in reverse. It's called a disability buy-in. Let's take a look at slide 31. As downsizing continues throughout the United States, people are more still continuously finding themselves unemployed. And occasionally you'll come across someone who says, the company was very nice to me. They have given me a year's worth of severance, a year worth of salary, and they get quite excited about this, full benefits. Woohoo! Full benefits. Now, the problem when they say full benefits is they're thinking in their minds that this includes the group disability insurance. The problem here is group disability has a clause that says you must be actively at work. So the second you take one step outside of the company, you are no longer actively at work. You no longer have group disability insurance on you. Who's at risk for this one? It's the employer. The employer thought the insurance was going to pick this up, but they're not. And I guarantee you that if that individual becomes disabled, there will be a discussion between two parties, and they will probably both be attorneys, discussing who's going to pay for this person who is now totally disabled. Well, good news is there's programs called severance disability insurance. Severance disability is designed to provide the same benefits that they had under the group plan, but it will carry them out 1 or 2 years at a time, with the idea that they have the same benefits that they had, but within that time period, hopefully they will obtain a new job and hopefully be on new group disability benefits to protect them. Slide 32. Look at your existing block of disability business, and if you've been in the disability business for any time, you probably have disability buy-sell clients already in place. Now, here's our scenario. We have three partners who have been in business for a number of years. And at the time that the three of them bought disability buy-sell insurance, they were fairly young. They didn't need exorbitant amounts, and they were able to obtain traditional disability buy-sell from the standard markets. No problem. This has been great for them. But now, one of those partners is turning 60. They're getting up there in age. Something unique happens in the traditional disability market. As a person starts getting older, the percentage that they provide for benefits starts dropping. And oftentimes, starting at age 60, those benefits will start dropping at about 20% of the benefits each year for the next 5 years, under the theory that at age 65, the person's going to be retired. And at retirement, they don't need the disability buy-sell anymore. Well, isn't that interesting? How many people do you know who actually retire at 65? Very, very few. So they have a problem because the disability buy-sell that they have in place is now no longer at 100%, it's at 80%. And next year it's going to be at 60% and so on. Well, the good news is there's a program out there called the Golden Spike. And the Golden Spike is designed to layer on top of, as it drops down, to provide and maintain that 100% level all the way through age 65. The other part of the good news is at age 65, when it actually drops to zero, they can maintain coverage at 100% for a number of years after that to, again, provide them full protection during the longevity of that business career. Fantastic. Slide 33. We have come to the end of our program for the day. I wanted to offer you that the Plus Group offers solutions for your clients, and they have numerous resources to provide those solutions. Remember that oftentimes a single disability plan is typically not enough. And what you want to remember is that what we shared with you today are some unique ideas and unique solutions, and we call this DI to the max. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for your time today, and we'll open the phone lines for any questions. Stacy?
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, if you have any questions, please press the number one key on your phone. Again, if you have any questions, please press the number one key on your phone. One moment while questions come into queue. Okay, Mr. Peterson, we have no questions at this time.
Excellent. Very good. Well, thank you, everybody, and have a fantastic day.
Yep, thank you, everyone. And if you have any additional questions, please contact your local Plus Group office. And we have recorded this call, and once we receive the tape, we will be hanging a copy of it on our website at www.plusgroupus.com. And I wanted to thank Tom and everyone for coming today, and please contact your local Plus Group office for information regarding future trainings. Thank you again, everyone. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Tracy. Take care.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.